Algernon, great to be with you again for the Monday Business Watch. This week we're talking about a new rule that is in effect and it impacts those who are buying in-shell pecans. Now, people who are doing this need a license. Can you tell us more about this?
If you're a business that buys a lot of pecans in the shell, a food business, perhaps a food truck or food pantry, there's a new licensing rule that requires you to have a license to do that. So this is something that the pecan growers in New Mexico asked the legislature for because they think it's a way to help control the spread of weevils, which has been bedeviling southern New Mexico pecan production. These are little insects that bore into the shell, lay their eggs, and eat all of the meat inside the pecan shell. And it's a very tough little bugger to control. And so in Eddy and Lee and Chaves counties, they've been trying to find a way to control the spread. Also, everybody's dealing with theft of pecans from their fields. So by requiring a license, this is a way to track and control both of those problems, although some pecan growers are grumbling that this is just a way for the state to derive a little bit more revenue.
Now, this is obviously something that is pretty important to our area, pecan growers here. I mean, it's a very lucrative industry.
Yes, although it is also a troubled industry in that there are a couple of complex things going on with prices right now. And actually, the Sun News has some excellent reporting on that by Blake Gumprecht. China and the trade war has hit pecan demand pretty hard from China. They very recently started eating a lot of pecans, but now the prices are going up in the present trade war. There are some other things going on, too. There were these hurricanes that hit Florida and Georgia in that region and destroyed, devastated pecan groves there, which is a sort of unhappy benefit for New Mexico pecan growers because the pecan groves in Georgia that had been selling a lot to China took a real hit.
So we're talking about some challenges already facing the industry, and we haven't even talked about water yet.
That's correct. And the price environment, and of course, this is something where climate change begins to be a matter that affects businesses unmistakably. Climate change is not a political football. It is something that affects our lives, affects natural systems, and it affects agricultural and food distribution right along with it.
All right, now I want to move on and talk about something that you are writing about, which is really interesting because the cost of education is rising, not just for college, but for K through 12 as well for those who are seeking that route. You were writing about a 529 plan. Now, could you share a little bit more about this savings plan for education?
Absolutely. I'm a parent myself. And like a lot of parents, sometimes when people say, what do you want for Christmas? I'm just like, please contribute to my kids' education savings fund. That's all I care about. It's very difficult. How do you pay for higher education, post-secondary education, whether it's college or training schools? Well, you have to do a few things. You have to try to get scholarships. You have to look for financial aid. You also have to find ways to save money. The state of New Mexico is reminding people that we have a real neat system right in New Mexico. It's called the 529 account. This is named for a section of the IRS code. What you can do with the state of New Mexico is you can open, in effect, a fund. And your contributions to that fund are deductible from your state income taxes. It's a very flexible fund that is tax sheltered, and it's a way to accumulate savings that you can then attribute to qualified educational expenses.
What are those qualified educational expenses?
So tuition, room and board. If you go to a boarding school or someplace where you have to live on campus, a lot of your educational supplies. It's actually a pretty broad range of expenses related directly to education.
Now, with this plan, can folks use this for colleges out of the state of New Mexico?
Yes, you can. As long as you can report that you are spending those at an educational institution and that your expenses are related to the education, the limitations are not within the state.
Thank you for joining us for the Monday Business Watch, Algernon, and we will talk with you next week.
Ciao.